Hello, and welcome to Wicked Wednesdays, your weekly podcast on sex and sexuality, with an emphasis on BDSM, kink, and polyamorous relationships. I'm your host, Wicked Fellow, and this week we're going to talk about punishment. What does that mean in the kink, BDSM, and DS world? And how is it different from something like impact play? We'll find out this week. Before we get started, I want to send a very special thank you to Rob, Natasha, Honey, and Napoleon. Thank you guys very much for being Patreon supporters. As I mentioned, I'm going back through all of my records and making sure that everyone gets a call. So if you've heard your name before, no worries. If you have not heard your name, please reach out to me and I'll make sure that you get your name read on an upcoming episode. Whether you are a current Patreon or not, anybody that's ever been a pledging member, I want that to be a benefit for them. And if you would like to become a Patreon subscriber, please head over to my website, wickedfellow.com. You can find all of our links there. The Patreon is there. YouTube is there. The podcasts are there. The podcast itself is actually hosted on that site. And soon there'll be transcripts for every episode, courtesy of Apple Podcasts and their transcription service, which is pretty accurate and doesn't require a lot of formatting on my part. A couple of weeks ago, I managed to misspeak. And that's not uncommon. I misspeak all the time, but I usually catch it in the edit. And this time I managed to not catch it in the edit, and I managed to say exactly the opposite of what I meant to say. So I'm going to take the opportunity to correct that mistake and delve into the topic of punishment a bit more. In that conversation, I was drawing some clear parallels between relationships where there's a peer-to-peer component and a DS component. In those relationships, I think it's a really bad idea to allow problems from one style of relationship to bleed over into another style. We're having a disagreement in our peer-to-peer relationship, and I decide as the Dom, well, the next time we play, you're going to get punished for this argument. And I think that's a really bad idea. I think peer-to-peer problems need to be handled in a peer-to-peer setting, and DS problems need to be handled in DS setting. So I like to keep a very clear separation there. And I think it's very bad practice to allow those to bleed into each other. And what I said was something along the lines of punishment should never be used to forward or encourage or build the relationship in DS, which is the opposite of what I meant. That's the only reason it should be used in a DS relationship. When we're talking about punishment in BDSM, it is a very complicated subject. You know, why? Why is there punishment involved in these relationships? First of all, there's not always punishment involved in these relationships. There's a lot of BDSM and kink and DS relationships where punishment is not a factor of the play. There are other relationships where the Dom says, I want you to do this thing. And the sub says, or what? What happens if I don't? Right? That is part of the power exchange. And that power exchange can be everything from, well, if you don't do what I say, I'm going to be very disappointed in you. There are absolutely subs where that is a significant punishment. Failing their dominant, feeling bad, feeling ashamed for letting their dom down is all the punishment that's ever needed in the relationship. It's just the dom saying, I'm disappointed in you. That can be a heavy blow for some subs. There's other styles of play, more the bratty style, where the punishment is a big part of the play. We're being compelled to do something if you don't behave properly, is the play. That is the fundamental thing that they're doing. The Dom says to do something, the sub pushes back. There's a struggle, there's punishment, there's whatever, there's compulsion, and that is the heart and soul of what they're doing. And there's everything in between. The punishment itself, when you're in a power exchange relationship, I feel like that's part and parcel of it. Is some sort of enforcement. And that enforcement can look wildly different from relationship to relationship. For some relationships, it's a spanking. If anything is not pleasing to the dominant, there's a spanking. For some, it's going to be, you have to spend the night in your cage. For some relationships, it's a denial of privilege. You have to take your collar off for a week, or you have to sleep on the floor instead of in the bed. There are all kinds of punishments, and they are going to be very uniquely tailored to the relationship. But if your style of DS doesn't involve punishment, that's fine. That's completely fine. Even if what you do for fun is you get together with your partner and tie each other up to St. Andrew's crosses and flog each other, and that's really erotic and sexy for you, but it's never done as a punishment, that's completely fine. You know, that's what I'm trying to say, is that punishment can be a tool in a BDSM relationship, in a DS relationship, or it may not be. And that is entirely up to your play style. So anything that I talk about in this episode, if it doesn't apply to you, that doesn't mean you're doing it wrong. If it's not part of your relationship, it doesn't necessarily mean you're missing out on something. If it is part of your relationship and it's something that you enjoy and that you find fulfilling and cathartic with your dominant, that's also great. So I'm going to talk a lot about the different styles of punishment, things to be aware of, things to watch out for. But, you know, I wanted to make it clear from the very beginning that punishment is not for everybody. It's not a part of all DS relationships. And no matter where on the spectrum you are, if it's fun and consensual and a fulfilling part of your relationship, then there's nothing wrong with it. You'll hear me say that quite a bit. In my personal style of play, I don't like to use a lot of punishment. As I've said many times, I want my subs to obey my rules because that's what makes them happy. That's what fulfills them and gives them joy. That the only thing I need to do is say, do this. I don't have to add the or else. Now, that doesn't mean I don't do quite a bit of punishment, because I'm very demanding. I have very strict rules. I sometimes give my subs very difficult tasks to fulfill. And the edge, the excitement, the what if is the punishment for us, for the way that we play. And a lot of times that is what makes this different than a job, you know. Go clean the bathroom, or what? Or I will tell you to go clean the bathroom again. You know, that can be very mundane. That can be very not fun. That can be very not exciting. Versus go clean the bathroom, or you're going to get a spanking. Maybe the spanking is more fun and exciting than cleaning the bathroom. And you're making a choice. Well, I'm not going to clean the bathroom, so I guess I'm getting the spanking. That falls a bit more into brat play, and that's fine. But the way that I run things in my particular domination style is you're going to get the spanking and you're going to clean the bathroom. But that's just the way that I run things. For some people, those rules are put out there to be broken so that there is a reason for the punishment. The punishment in those relationships is often the heart and soul of their play. That's what makes it fun and exciting for them. And that's super cool. And I have no problem with that. It's just not my particular style of play. So I want to dive into what is punishment in a DS setting, in a dominant submissive or a kinky or a BDSM scenario. And it can get really tricky because a lot of the things that are punishments can also be used in play where there's no punishment intended. So I'm going to try to draw some clear distinctions there. And for me, often it just comes down to our favorite word, communication, making sure that what is being applied, whether it's a flogging, being caged, a spanking, a denial of privilege, anything like that, it's very clear to the sub, this is for play, this is for fun, this is because it's stimulating, or this is a punishment that I'm intending you to learn and grow from. This is a lesson that I want to teach you. This is reinforcement for rules that you have, that sort of thing. I've actually had a lot of listener questions surrounding punishment. I think it's something that a lot of people outside the scene don't really understand. And perhaps some people inside the scene, maybe the way they're practicing it isn't quite as clear as they would like it to be. Sometimes they don't know the difference between stimulation and punishment and what's going on in their relationship. So in a DS relationship, in a power exchange relationship, people frequently ask me, well, is there always punishment? If I get involved in a BDSM relationship, am I going to get punished? That is entirely dependent on the relationship you have. Not all BDSM relationships have a punishment element. Even relationships where there's a lot of impact play and really extreme stimulation, they may not have a punishment element as their play. In my experience, the punishment element tends to come from a relationship where there are rules. Right? And a lot of BDSM relationships have rules. Here are a list of 5 rules for you. Here are the benefits and rewards if you fulfill and keep those rules. Here are the punishments if you break those rules. And personally, I like to be very clear on that. I like to make sure that my submissive knows exactly what the consequences are and what the rewards are. However, that doesn't mean that punishment has been an aspect in every relationship I've had. I've absolutely had relationships where punishment was not part of what we did, where the submissive did not want to be punished and did not consent to being punished, and therefore punishment was not something we did. It was not fulfilling to them. Therefore, it was off the table, and that was agreed to and understood from the beginning of the relationship. When the relationship was founded, when the rules were set down, when the negotiations were going on, that was either a question I asked them or it was a limit that they put forward. I don't like being spanked. I don't like being punished. If I've done something wrong, I just want you to tell me and we can talk about it. It's perfectly fine. And in the relationships I had where that was the way things were done, there was no lack of control or discipline because there were not physical or otherwise administered punishments in that relationship. Some people really want them. They really enjoy them. They really find it stimulating and exciting and fun. If there is a cost to failure, if there is a consequence to bad action, there are some people that really need that, want that, desire that in their kink relationship, and they would not be fulfilled if they broke a rule and there wasn't a punishment. So it's a very highly individualistic thing. There is no blanket rule of if you have a dom, that dom is entitled to punish you. It does not work that way. If you're a dom, you're not entitled to punish your sub. That has to be something you agree on. It has to be something you agree on. So in my relationships where punishment is an element of the relationship, I still require my submissive to acknowledge the punishment, to be aware of the punishment, to accept the punishment. So in the beginning, when the rule is laid down, I'll say, this is your rule, and this is the consequence for breaking that rule. Do you understand? Do you accept this? I like to be very formal in this. It's kind of fun for me in my play style, but I also like to be very clear on these things with my submissives. If they accept the rule and they accept the punishment for breaking that rule, then it's pretty clear. Break the rule, this is what the punishment's going to be. Even then, whenever I'm doing a formal punishment, I still ask them, this was your rule, yes. You understood the consequence for breaking the rule, yes. Do you accept the punishment for breaking this rule? They can say no. They can absolutely say no. For me, that consent part of it is really important, not just for the ethical and moral implications of consent, which, as you know, is super important to me, but for me, the stating that they accept the punishment is a very effective way of really driving it home, really getting them to understand what they've done, to take responsibility for what they've done. And if there's a mistake, if we're in a situation where I think they've broken a rule, but they haven't, that's when we're going to talk about, well, I know it looks like I broke this rule, or I know why you think I broke this rule. May I explain myself? And I'm happy to have that conversation. I don't want to punish unjustly. So yeah, I always, in a punishment situation, in a relationship that has punishment as an element, even though they've accepted the rule and the consequence, when it's time to punish, I want that confirmation that they understand what's going on. I want the confirmation that they accept their punishment. And even in the middle of a punishment, they could say, stop, safe word, I don't want to do this anymore. And it stops. That's how I do my relationships. I think that's a very ethical and smart way to do relationships that involve an element of punishment. Has a sub ever refused punishment with me? No, that's never happened. I've never had a sub, when I ask them, do you know what you did wrong? Yes. Do you accept your punishment? Yes. I've never had them say no, but I'm prepared for it if that ever happens. For me, that's a very important element in the punishment itself. But why is it there? Why does the punishment exist at all? Can't we just say, you broke your rule, bad girl, bad sub, bad boy, don't do it again, and move on? Sure. As I've said, I've had relationships where punishment was not an element of it. What I found in my relationships is the punishment itself can be a healing and cathartic moment of growth for the sub, which I know sounds a bit backwards. Have you ever been in a relationship, peer-to-peer relationship, where you've done something wrong and you feel awful about it and you've said you're sorry, but there's really nothing you can do. There's really nothing you can do to, quote, make it better. And have you longed to make it better, to somehow atone for what you did? I certainly have in my relationships. And I've had relationships where we had a peer-to-peer, strict peer-to-peer, and a strict DS, where we played separately. They were very separate lives. Nothing was crossed over. And in those relationships, I've had partners make mistakes, do something hurtful on the peer-to-peer side, and literally say, I wish I had done this on the sub side, because it would feel really good to do a punishment for this. And where that's coming from is, it is a sense of atonement. It's a sense of, I did something wrong, but I paid the price for it, and now I can move forward. And for some of you, that's going to make a lot of sense. For some people, you're not going to get that. And I totally understand. Everybody is a unique individual. Not all of my subs have felt that way. I have subs that absolutely dread punishment. They really don't want to get punished. I have other subs that, when they make a mistake, they kind of run for the punishment because they don't want to feel bad. They don't want to feel like they've let me down or disappointed me. They don't want to feel bad about their mistake. And they know that after the punishment, it's a clean slate. We move forward. That mistake doesn't follow them forward and keep haunting them and get brought up to them again. It's over with. It's done. It's dealt with. They paid for it. We move forward now. And that can be a moment of catharsis for a submissive. It can feel really good to get that off their chest, to not have it hanging over them, to not have to worry about what the punishment will be and live in fear of it, etc. Get it over with, pay for whatever crime they've committed, and move forward. That's a very cathartic thing for a lot of subs, right? So that's one of the reasons I punish. For some of my subs, it is a very healing and cathartic way to deal with problems. And it works for them. This all goes into the being flexible, being able to adapt to the needs of your submissive. For some submissives, that punishment element is a necessary part of their DS relationship. They like to have rules, and they like to have consequences if those rules aren't followed. So while we're on the topic of kind of traditional punishment, and that's what I'm looking at that first topic is, you know, I have rules and there are consequences. You break the rules, there's going to be a punishment. That's pretty typical standard stuff in a DS relationship. You know, what do those punishments look like? Use your imagination. They can be anything. You know, the punishment could be spanking, which is a very typical DS style punishment. And usually there's a number associated based on the severity of the infraction. If you do this thing, it's going to be 10 spanks, and they're going to be hard spanks. They're not going to be fun, soft spanks. If that rule is broken again, maybe we increase it. You know, last time it was 10 spanks. This time it's going to be 20, and we're going to increase the severity a little bit. We're going to raise the stakes a little bit. Or if it's a more important rule, it might have a much higher threshold than a not so important rule. There's really not one way to go about this. It doesn't have to be impact play. It could be you're put into a cage for a certain amount of time. A sub could be deprived of their collar as a punishment. I've certainly used that. It could be a privilege taken away. There are all sorts of levers you can use as a dom as punishments. I believe personally that the punishment should fit the infraction. You know, there is not a blanket punishment in my household. And at the end of the day, I'm the one that decides what the punishment's going to be, with the consent of the submissive. Very important there. Really, when it comes to punishment, your imagination is the limit. And I have said things like, if you're not good, you're not going to get spanked this week, because spanking was something they looked forward to. Therefore, taking that away would be a punishment. So they're punished by not being punished. Though in this case, those spankings are not necessarily punishment spankings, which we're going to get into a little bit later, how the exact same thing, like a spanking, can be punishment in one scenario or really fun play in another scenario. You know, for me, repeated breaking the same rule tends to increase the punishment. However, there is a limit to that, right? There comes a point where last time it was 10 spanks, now it's 20 spanks, now it's 30 spanks, but the behavior isn't changing. The spanks aren't solving the problem, right? It's a bad idea to continue to escalate if that escalation is not showing an improvement in behavior. Usually for me, it's three. Once I get to the third round of punishment on something, I realize that, okay, we need to stop, go back. Maybe we retrain this rule. Maybe we examine why this rule is getting broken. Maybe we have a sit down and we say, okay, so what is the problem here? For example, you have a journal. You're meant to write in your journal every day. And last week you missed a day, so you got spanked. This week you missed a day again, so you got spanked twice as much. The third time that comes around, after the third round of breaking the rule and spanking, if the problem's not going away, we're not just going to do 40 and 50 and 60 spanks. We're going to examine why that journal isn't getting filled out on that day. Is that a day they need a break from the journal? They are too busy that day. We accept that. We say, okay, you can't do your journal on Thursdays. You have too much going on. So on Thursdays, you don't have a journal entry due. To me, that is really important. It's really important to find the root cause of the problem, rather than continually going back and punishing for the same problem over and over. I don't think that leads to a lot of success.